Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. Tradition tells us that it was on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, that God forgave the people of Israel for their sin with the golden calf and instructed Moshe that they must make a Mishkan, a place where his glory could dwell among the people. That being the case, we find that there is a period of nearly 6 months between the commandment to construct the tabernacle and its actual assembling in the desert. So we find in our Torah portion, Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, "On the first new moon, on the first of the month, you shall erect the tabernacle of the tent of meeting." The sages wondered about this. Surely, complex as the process was, it could not have taken 6 months to make such a small building. What was it that took so long that the tabernacle could not be assembled until nearly 6 months had passed? So the sages say, how many months were required to complete the work of the tabernacle? Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Nachman, held that the work of the tabernacle was completed in 3 months, Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan, and Kislev, and it remained unassembled through Tevet Shvat and Adar. It finally was erected on the first day of Nisan, as it is said, on the first day of the first month, you shall rear up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. The Midrash continues, if what Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Nachman, says is correct, and the Mishkan was completed in 3 months, then why was it not built immediately? Because the Holy One, blessed be He, wished to combine the joy of the assembling of the tabernacle with the joy of the birthday of our patriarch, Isaac. Isaac was born on the first day of Nisan. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to Himself, I will combine the celebrations. As David said, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will exult in the work of your hands. This idea is very mysterious. Why must the Mishkan only be assembled on the birth date of Yitzchak, the patriarch Isaac? Why not on the birth date of some other great personage? The answer seems to lie in what Yitzchak uniquely represents. Yitzchak is associated, as his name indicates, with joyful laughter. Abraham laughs incredulously when God informs him that he will have a son. Could such a thing be possible for a man so old? Similarly, Sarah says, after Yitzchak is born, Tzichok asali Elokim. Hashem has made laughter for me. Kol ha-shomea Yitzchak li. Everyone who hears will laugh with me. Yitzchak comes as a joyful surprise, a relief after the many years that Avraham and Sarah waited for a child. The child is named Yitzchak, a name that indicates such joyful surprise and the laughter that sometimes involuntarily goes along with it. Who could not but involuntarily celebrate when he was born? This may be the message of our own very mysterious Midrash. The people of Israel are engaged in a waiting game, waiting and waiting to see if God will forgive them, if He will dwell among them again. And when they finally receive and experience the answer, on the day that the tabernacle is assembled, on the day that God's presence is once again among them, on that day, they are going to let out joyful laughter in celebration. Purim, which is nearly upon us, is also such a day of relief, joy, and involuntary sighs and laughter. Yet, our people suffer now. We still hold our breath. When will we find relief? Not yet. We must remain strong, prayerful, worthy, and confident. We will celebrate again with full hearts. The time of Tzchok, the time of Yitzchak, the joyful and surprised laughter, will yet be upon us. Sooner, much sooner than we think. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please share this episode with a friend or leave a review if you enjoyed it. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. Please come, daven, learn, and join us in Shul. We'd love to see you.